There's some discussion in chat about resolution, which is a valid point. There is a limit to the resolution of the baked textures. I think currently most of them are limited to 512 by 512, and it may be the eyes are 256 or something like that, since it's a smaller, smaller target. So if you're trying to stretch that over a larger model, then you could run into issues with getting enough texture detail.
Although you could put one face on the front of the avatar and then one face on the back of the avatar, and that would give you 512 on the front and 512 on the back.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. You could kind of break things down how you wanted to, as long as you created your wearables according to the same convention.
Right, right. All the textures for a particular mesh would have to be created with the same UV layout. So yeah, technically, yeah, you can, like you said, you could have the faces just laid out differently than what they're laid out on the default avatar.
Polycell, I think the idea would be that since there are multiple baked textures, you could have, say, the front of your avatar corresponds to the upper body texture, and the back of your avatar corresponds to the lower body texture. If you did that, it wouldn't be compatible with system avatars, but it seems like you should still be able to get the textures to line up if you're careful with the avatar design.
And isn't there a texture for the hair and a texture for a skirt? Those are all textures that could faces or textures that could be added as well. So you're not just limited to head, upper body, and lower body. You still have the eyes and the hair and the skirt. I think most of them are 512 except for the eyes. So you could get really creative.
Right. Yeah, I think that's right. There's lower body, upper body, head, eyes, hair, skirt. That's six. I was thinking there was actually seven different textures. Can we increase the limit of baked textures to 1024? Conceivably, it's from past experience, I can tell you that trying to change the baking service is one of the things that we're more reluctant to do, just because it's a kind of a hairball, but. And of course, the other question is, what are the resource implications? Obviously, if you're baking more detailed textures, it's potentially going to create a greater load, and you wind up with larger textures and so forth in world. But it's not something that we would completely rule out. We could, that would also be a possibility. No, it's a fair point that if there's a lot of content out there now that's using a higher resolution, it would be a hard sell to switch to lower. I think there are cases where the resolution, either in terms of number of triangles or number of pixels, is actually gratuitous and isn't contributing to anybody's perceived quality. But, clearly there is a noticeable difference between 512 and 1024, and, depending on the model, and that's something that people would be concerned about.
Yeah, but if you did use, say, one face for the front of the avatar, say the upper body, and then one face for the back of the custom avatar, say the hair face instead, then you do have 1024 amount of texture for the upper body. And it seems like there's enough extra textures, the hair, the skirt, that you could basically make a custom avatar that, even though it's using six faces instead of three, would basically have the equivalent of 1024 textures.
Yeah, well, I guess you'd have the equivalent, if you replace one texture with two, then it would be equivalent to going from, 512 by 512 to 1024 by 512, so it's not, it wouldn't be quite as high as going to 1024 squared, but you would have more pixels, and you might be able to also do the layout in a little bit more natural way. No, I agree, it's a little bit of a kludge in the sense that, you would be leveraging the existing kind of wearables infrastructure for an area it wasn't intended for to make wearables that wouldn't actually look right on our current avatars. You know, I don't know how much of a problem that is, but it's certainly it would certainly be a bit of a change from the standard behavior. And you know, maybe we really want to have a different wearable type to make it clear what's going on in those cases. You know, custom wearable or something, so there's not the expectation that, you know, if you're calling it a shirt, it should look like a shirt. Adding new wearables isn't too horrible compared to some other kinds of changes you can make to the system. We have done it before. You know, we did with the alphas and the tattoo layers a few years back, for example.
Yeah, my personal preference would be is if we could bump up the big textures from 512 to 512 to 1024 to 1024. But that would be my personal preference, but I understand that there might be limitations to how difficult that would be to implement or how much lag that might cause in the long run.
Yeah,